do you feel now?
I can't move.
You can't move.
Why can't I move?
You're paralyzed. Just like that day when you did nothing. You did nothing. Now, sink into the floor.
Wait.
Sink.
Overwhelm everything.
You feel it all right now.
I feel it all. Ooh, butterfly in my stomach and vagina.
Okay. I love you. Why do I love you? Well, I know I love you so much. The reason everyone loves you, because you speak your mind, Cardi B. You do not hold back.
Yeah, well, I love it too. Sometimes it gets me in trouble, whoever's in there. I love it too. Sometimes it gets me in trouble, whoever's in there.
Weekend?
Yes, I'm so excited.
And you did some fun skits with Andy Samberg before.
Yes, I did. Andy's so funny, and Justin Timberlake's hosting, so.
Right. Mm-hmm. Have you met Justin before?
I have met Justin before, yes.
And you're gonna do, are you doing a skit with him? We heard you're doing a skit.
I believe we are.
Are you doing with Justin and Andy, or are you just doing it?
You'll have to watch to find out.
Very artistic, like the video, and your clothes are. And as a guy, how do you walk? How, do you have to learn how to walk? You get an outfit, and you're like, I gotta learn how to walk in these shoes?
I'm a professional.
Okay.
And you need to learn how to walk in those?
I did the
walkers.
Exactly, they're logging boots, Walmart specials.
I love Walmart.
So do I.
My album is gonna be sold at Walmart.
Good girl. All right, your outfits are one of a kind. You don't know, when I look at your stuff, when I see you performing and stuff, I think Salvador Dali and MC Escher. What do you want to do with your outfits? Where do they all go? Where does all the creativity go when you're done with it?
They go to that planet, GOAT, that I was
there.
In the Born This Way video, the government-owned alien territory in space. I just send it all there. It's in a giant archive.
When I was making love to my old boyfriend, I used to think about women sometimes.
Oh, good Lord. I'm sure he was delighted when you told him because...
It's been a heck of a ride, to be honest. I really can't complain. I was kind of, I was a little down, but I found out I was injured and I had to have surgery again, or with another knee. But at the end of the day, you know, I have amazing teammates. You know, guys like Draymond, everybody on this team, they come over there, they wrap their hands around me, like.
are many ways I can inflict pain on my opponent and put him away.
How will Aldo try to attack Connor?
Okay, well, Aldo's a very fast guy, and these guys have been wanting to get at each other. The big question is, can Aldo even get to Connor McGregor, somebody that's got the footwork of Connor, the awkward styles constantly is changing between an orthodox and a southpaw stance.
Just a short time ago, Connor said that you had disrespected him, and that's why he sees you the way he sees you.
Ele falou que um tempo atrás o Connor falou que você desrespeitou ele, e por isso que ele vê você do jeito que ele vê você.
Não vejo onde isso. Acho que nunca desrespeitei ninguém. Estou bem tranquilo quanto isso. Não vejo problema nenhum para mim.
I don't think so. I don't think it's a problem. I've never disrespected anyone. So I'm not sure what it is.
So what is it that he did that disrespected you that got you to dislike him?
This is not a therapy session.
Well, no, but you are. But you are.
All right, and Connor, can you respond? Say something nice about Jose, please. No. Okay, not happening.
Dana, I know you're excited about this fight. I'm excited about this fight right now. It is going to go down UFC 189. I'm looking forward to it. Guys, thanks so much for coming here on the show on APG.
Raw dog shit, nigga?
Only on underground, baby.
Okay, all right. Let me see how I'm gonna hit you with. You wanna set it off?
Yeah, I'm scared to do some freestyle.
Set it off.
Yeah, I'm scared to do some freestyle.
I don't even know how to do this.
Yeah.
Okay. I just have always wanted to try it out.
Why have you always wanted to try it out?
Okay.
Marshall Mathers. Some of you may know him as Eminem, but he's going to join the Saturday Night Crew with our music intro starting next Saturday night. But folks, I want to take you to the world premiere of one of his new videos called Berserk. Take a listen.
Yeah, sorry. Live TV. Live TV freaks me out a little bit.
No.
Yes, I'm sorry. What was the question? I'm really uncomfortable right now.
Okay.
Just friends, and he's a good man. Doing well. Long time. We've been friends for a long time. Life. We discussed it.
I just want to take a picture right now.
And you take care of yourself. I'll see you soon.
All right.
Do you remember that? We were sending tons of names, and then you wrote back, I like Saint.
No.
Do not act like you don't remember that. We were sending a million names. All right, well, it happened. And how is the North is a big sister? She's good?
Yeah, she's awesome.
She's
hip-hop, expression, hip-hop. Started out in the park. Now everybody's trying to charge. I don't give a how much you sold. If you playing on radio, are you connecting? Picasso is dead. Steve Jobs is dead. Walt Disney is dead. Name somebody living that you can name in the same breath as them. Don't tell me about being likable.
Roman is a crazy boy who lives in me. And he says the things that I don't want to say. He was born, you know, just a few months ago. I think he was born out of rage. He was conceived in rage. So he bashes everyone. He threatens to beat people and he's violent.
That must be nice to have like an ignorant loudmouth who you can just sort of blame every...
He wants to be blamed. I don't want to blame him. I ask him to leave, but he can't. He's here for a reason. People have brought him out. People conjured him up. Now he won't leave.
Also, I want to find out about this situation with you have many, many different alter egos, right?
Oh, yes.
Roman is one, and then you
Roman
have...
Roman is one. Barbie's one. She's like the little innocent girl. I have Martha, who's Roman's mother. She's like a crazy lady from London. And actually she's gonna make her debut in the video that I just shot with Drake. It's for a song called Moment for Life. Mm-hmm. So we just shot that video and Martha, like you'll actually see Martha in the video. It's gonna be kind of weird.
Great, I can't wait to see her.
Thank you.
It was way better than I expected. And Sasha was in full effect. Sasha is my alter ego. And when people see me, sometimes I think that when they meet me and they speak with me, they're expecting Sasha. And I'm really kind of shy, and not really shy, but more reserved, and nothing like Sasha. But I guess I wouldn't be very entertaining on the stage, so Sasha comes out, and she's fearless. You know, she can do things that I cannot do when I'm in rehearsal. I mean, I can try, but then it just doesn't happen. I can sing notes and sing strong and do all these things that when I'm just by myself, I can't do. And I remember right before I performed, I raised my hands up, and it was kind of the first time I felt something else come into me. And I knew that was gonna be my coming out night for the BET Awards.
From Mexico to London.
It was pretty rough, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Oh, weird.
Hello.
Oh my goodness, hello. Ew, strong Brittany. Yeah, it was a weird time. Ew, I'm embarrassed. Can we stop?
Yeah, it's a difficult title. It's a good, a good state of dying.
But I suppose it's because you had kind of a good day, and if you would have died, well, so be it. Is that it?
That's right. That's a great question. Have a sandwich, and let's go shopping.
Think about the doctor's findings and testimony. Log on to cfnews13.com/chat to voice your opinion. I'm chatting too. We'll try to answer your questions.
I'm sorry, is there someone talking to you?
Yes, sorry.
Sorry about that. So I just was wondering
they
how everyone's doing.
In.
Hello, Courtney. Have we lost you?
Mm-hmm. All right. It looks like Courtney doesn't really want to go there with that question.
I think she's
question.
Blanking. So I just was wondering
they
how everyone's
came
doing.
In.
In every way, and I was
I
very
you
proud
about
of
vice presidential. Did you talk about vice presidential possibilities with Senator Warren?
How much about Senator Warren? Warren.
Did you talk about vice presidential possibilities with Senator?
And as long as you never give up on yourself, light will break through the darkness.
Suggests otherwise. ABC's Gio Benitez is on the story. Gio, sad stuff.
It really is, Dan. This morning, Amanda Bynes denies it all, saying she never tossed anything out through the window. It's a bizarre new case for her growing list of problems. And wait till you
see. All human beings, and we are all together on this horrible, painful, joyous, exciting, and mysterious ride that is being alive. Now, as we act in the continuing narrative of Stranger Things, we 1983 Midwesterners will repel bullying.
Recorded off-air transmissions from the Bush-Clinton presidential election campaign in the 1990s, we can see that Bill Clinton was nothing more than a puppet to the puppet masters which placed him in the White House. Bill Clinton's demeanor seems to be similar to a person who is under a hypnotic trance.
What play are you talking about?
In the first half, you ran off the court and hugged Jason Terry, and Snell got a layup because you were off the floor.
Oh, I didn't even know I was in the game.
What's with the ski mask?
Kind of, it's my alter ego. So I just, it was a gift from Ohio State, so figure why not.
Does your alter ego have a name?
Yeah.
Because you're human, and I was human. I am human, still. But I was just referring to myself in the past. Not that I was not human.
First of all, thanks for coming to my Legends Ball with Katie. Was that the best fun? Was that? Yes! I go, what has happened to you? What has happened to you? Something happened to you. We've never seen you behave this way before.
I know.
Have you ever felt this way before? You're gone. You are gone.
That could only be the musical stylings of Victor Oladipo, yeah. Who is the reigning two-time champion of the All-Star Weekend player talent show.
You are talented. I give you a little credit on that. A lot of credit. You're very talented. I mean, you're not a karaoke guy like me, but you can ask me. Oh. You know they call me O'Brown Eyes, right?
As a matter of fact, you both have experience singing New York, New York. His was at the Slam Dunk Contest. Yours was in Vegas.
Yes.
We had the show out there. Here's just a little sampling. You see those two mics back there?
You made up your own words.
You see those?
Wait, that was the words in old New York?
I think Bush is the most infamous motherfucker that ever motherfucking lived. And that's just how it is. I can't explain nothing but tell you the government is out to assassinate me and get it over with. That's it, period.